Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to wrap up a little bit out of the last two episodes. We had a great episode interview with Lisa Reed about becoming a public speaker, followed up by Virginia Muskies on collaboration and building your business through collaboration. Everything begins with you. You are the reason you have a business. You're the reason that you're listening today. It all starts with you. And the question is, what all do you want to bring to the table? What do you want to share with people to impact their lives and empower them to go out and do good in the world? Whether you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, an employee, a piece of somebody else's dream, you have stories that you bring to the table. And Lisa was talking about having a story library. What all stories and experiences have you had that could help someone else? Our brain is really magnificent because it tries to make connections of everything we've done in the past and apply it to today. Sometimes it's faulty and sometimes it's spot on. It can go either way. It truly can go either way. But what stories do you have that could help people move forward? The fun thing with starting to jot down your stories is that you can take those stories and build it into a blog, take a story and build it into part of a book. You can use it to get your message out so people understand what you stand for. And by telling stories, you can really connect with your audience and they can get to know you in a deeper way. The story doesn't have to be yours. The story can be somebody else's. Somebody else's story impacted me. I'm going to share it. And spoiler alert, I will give them credit. Whose story is this? It's not mine. I'm going to share somebody else's story and be clear that it's somebody else's. If you want to build your business, if you want to really show up in a more powerful way, you can do that by connecting with others. And Virginia talked a lot about helping people build their businesses by connecting with others. Not everybody is for her, and she's not for everybody, and she fully understands and embraces that. So if somebody's not for you, or you're not for them, you might know somebody who is. I hate that old phrase of you were given two ears and one mouth for a reason, and that was to listen twice as much as you talk. And I just want to say, for me, that's very difficult. I love to talk. And what do I hear people say? She just loves to hear her own voice. It's not my own voice. It's just I think my stories are great, and then everybody should hear them. Oh, wait, I have a podcast, right? Here I am doing it again. But I want to connect with people on a deeper level, and I want to share my stories and my experiences to help someone skip some of the mistakes I've made. For whatever reason, we have to go through mistakes on our own, we have to learn the hard way, or at least we have the story in our head that we have to learn the hard way. But guess what? It doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to learn every lesson on your own. You can learn from others who have gone before you and have forged that path. go with that. Follow that path. See what worked for them. It may work for you, and you might have to make tweaks, but it's okay. Your success starts with you. And one of the key things of it starting with you is that you have to remember that you are in control. You're in control of your emotions. You're in control of your feelings. You're in control of your mood. You are in control how you interact with people. And guess what? You can say, oh, but he made me mad. Well, yes, his behavior was horrible and you reacted. But you had that nanosecond between the action that the other person took and your response to it. And that little nanosecond in there is what lifts you up to the top to be better. A few girlfriends and I have started this idea of, is that level 3 behavior? And in Energetic Magic, there are 3 levels to Shiraz's program, Energetic Magic. And I'm certified, or not certified, but I've completed levels 1 and 2, and I can practice Energetic Magic at level 1 and level 2. But to get to level 3 and actually be certified and be able to teach it, you have to pass into level 3. And you have to be invited to join level 3. And I asked some more questions about, oh, what's it take to be level 3? And he said, oh, you have to let go of judgment. And I was like, oh, okay. And somehow in my brain, I decided that meant let go of judgment of anything, everything. Because our minds immediately go to judgment. It's for me, it's not. It's for me, it's not. It's for me, it's not. When you're scrolling through your phone, your brain is instantaneously saying, that's for me, I'm going to read it. That's not for me, I'm scrolling past. Like, it happens in a nanosecond. Again, quick judgment, quick decision. So I was talking to Shiraz a couple months later, and I said, you know, I think you're right. I'm not ready for level 3. Like, I'm just not, I have not evolved that great to be level 3. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, well, to be level 3, you have to be out of judgment of people. And I'm not. Like, I can create stories and judgment very, very easily. And he said, Jennifer, you're out of judgment when you're working with them, when they're sharing their story, when they're sharing their hurts, what they're going through. You have to let that judgment go and just hold space for them. And I was like, oh, I thought I had to like let go of judgment everywhere. Now, in reality, yeah, judge not lest ye be judged. It's in the Bible. We've all heard that verse. Whether you're a believer or not, it doesn't matter. It's a good practice, right? So I'm much more aware when I go into judgment. I'm much more aware. If you are aware, then you have a better opportunity to control it, to stop it, to mitigate it. The choice is yours, but you're in control of your emotions. And I love Brendon Burchard. I follow him. I'm in his mastermind. I'm a certified high performance coach through another program of his. And he just did the best talk on an event happens. You immediately have an emotion about it. Like, that emotion is just like, lickety-split. You just have it. It hits. You're happy. You're sad. You're mad. You're disheartened. Whatever it is, it's quick. It's there. And if you stay with it a little longer, then you can start to have feelings around it. And you have feelings around it because you've now made a story around it. And now that you've had those feelings and that story, and you tell the story over and over and over to every single girlfriend or buddy that you run into or hang out with, and the more you tell the story, the more emotions you generate, the more feelings you generate, the more stories you can heap on, and before you know it, you're in a bad mood. You created your bad mood. I created my bad mood. We can stop that in a nanosecond the event happened. I had an emotion. I can take a deep breath in and I can let that go. That's a lot of the emotion code and the work that I do through helping people heal from past trauma. Sometimes that trauma is not like the big T, like a death, divorce, physical harm in all the versions that that takes. Sometimes it's something little. Sometimes it was just a momentary thing that happened. But we sit with that emotion for a while. We sit with that feeling for a while. We sit with the feeling until we can create all kinds of stories about it. And then we have a mood. And those moods can lead to depression, anxiety. I heard someone say recently, well, she just doesn't like me and I'm not going to be around her at all. And I was like, really? What happened? How do you know she doesn't like you? Well, I just know. There had to have been an event that triggered an emotion, that triggered a feeling, that created a mood, that created a whole scenario around another person. And the interesting thing is, it may or may not be true. It may or may not be true. So everything starts with you. Your stories matter. What stories do you want to share with the world to help other people, help them do better, be better, see the world in a more positive light? Sometimes you have to quit scrolling on your phone because, you know, like you're getting a lot. You're getting a lot of input from a lot of places. Is it all true? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Connect with people, but connect with people, collaborate with people, but always walk in with the intention of giving first. Giving first. I want to give to you. I want to help you. I want to be here for you. How can I do that? What can I do that's going to help you do better, be better? What do I have to bring to the party? You don't want to be that person that shows up at the party empty-handed. And take control of your emotions. I love the way Jack Canfield puts it in his book, The Success Principles, and in the training for Success Principles. And it's E plus R equals O. You have an emotion, you have a response, and that leads to the outcome. There are many situations that I am pretty confident I made worse because I didn't just pause for a moment. I just went for it. I just immediately reacted and responded. Had I taken a moment, it could have turned out differently. So remember, it all starts with you. How do you want to show up in the world? I had a student participant in a class for the great state of Oklahoma that I was teaching, and she came up to me at break and said, oh, I'm a terrible leader. I'm a terrible supervisor. I'm not doing any of the things that we're learning in this class. And I said, you're not a terrible human. You're not a terrible person, but here's the deal. You have the opportunity when you walk into the office tomorrow to do better and to be better. Your past does not have to cloud your future. You can start putting on your big girl panties, your big boy shorts tomorrow, and you can step into the world as a better person. If you would like some help with that, book your success call. It's yoursuccesscall.com. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you can do to be better and do better. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.